said he, you must love me and obey me without a frown. Unless you do, I shall execute you for insulting the kingdom's crown. A king, he was a tyrant, he acted like an overlord. He used to have opponents, but he put them all to the sword. A pair of men, two swords for hire, were blackmailed into robbing the king. Regained the stolen treasures he had the king, a story of dragons and dreams, a story of hubris and righting of wrongs, when nothing is quite how it seems. When they were caught, they struck a bargain, the princess had been stolen away. Unless they could return her, they would lose their heads right away. There was a land owned by a dragon, the place the princess had been seen last. The headsman tagged along to make sure both men stuck to their task. So this is the story of Ordros the King, a story of dragons and dreams, a story of hubris and righting of wrongs, where nothing is quite how it seems. Thank you.
we'll have to try trickery instead then. Once past the walls, they scoured the halls for some hair or a scrap of dress. They found that day, to their dismay, that the dragon was the princess.
Treason, righting of wrongs, where nothing is quite how it seems.